Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Let us begin with prayer. Lord, I love you on today. We need you, Lord. We need you in so many different ways. I pray that you quiet our minds, that you encourage our spirits, that you strengthen and heal our bodies. Touch us in only the way that you can, Lord. I pray that you bless us through your word and through your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let us go now to the book of John. We're going to read John chapter 11, and we're going to start off at verse 1. This is Jesus when he raises Lazarus. So we're going to read from verse 1 to, I believe, verse 7. It reads, "Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister went unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Then Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that, saith he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again." So, Lazarus was Jesus's friend. He was well acquainted with Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. But Jesus says something in verse 4 that is significant. He says, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be made manifest or might be glorified thereby." And it also is a similar type of announcement or scripture. It's similar to John chapter 9, and it was verse 3. And this is when Jesus had healed the blind man that was blind from birth. And his disciples, I'm going to start at verse 2 in John chapter 9, it says, "And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, that this man, was it this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest or revealed in him." And so, I want to talk a little bit about our awareness, in our human awareness. A lot of times in certain in circumstances in our life, when we deal with hardship, we deal with sickness, we deal with pain or some sort of tragedy, we are unaware that this may be to the glory of God, that God may be revealed or glorified through this thing that we are going through, and that he's going to show us and others how he's going to bring us out. It says in Isaiah 55 and 8, you know, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways." And so sometimes when we go through particular struggles, it very well could be for the glory of God, that God is made manifest through our circumstance. He brings us out. Everyone sees that we come out through the provisions that God have made, and that we couldn't have done it on our own, and that God is manifest through that. And why does he do that? To increase our faith and to increase our belief, and that others might believe as well, that, you know what, God did it for them, he could also do it for me. And so he's saying right here that this sickness was not unto death in John chapter 11 when concerning Lazarus, that God may be glorified and that the Son of Man may be glorified thereby. And so he's going to wait. a couple more days before he even goes to Lazarus. And I want to read you something, and he did that for a purpose. Now, before I talk about that, over in Luke 7 and Matthew 9, Jesus had raised two people from the dead. And I'm going to go over there really quick. In Luke 7, he had raised up the widow's son. He raised that boy from the dead. He actually wasn't a boy. He was a little bit older. But he had raised him from the dead. And in Matthew 9, he had raised up the ruler's daughter. Now, both of those instances, scholars say that those people had died and Jesus had raised them between either the day that they died, which was in the case of the ruler's daughter in Matthew 9, and maybe a couple of days later when Jesus had raised up the widow's son. Now, it was Jewish belief that the spirit hovered around the dead body for 3 days, seeking for an opportunity to enter back into the body. But after that, then the Jews have believed that after 3 days, if the person wasn't raised from the dead, then the spirit would leave. So it is believed that Jesus waited for 4 days before he went to Lazarus and to raise him from the dead. So let's keep reading. On 11, John chapter 11, verse 8, his disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Because Jesus talked about going into Judea. Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. We'll come back to that. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth because there is no light in him. Now, those two scriptures are not really what I want to get into right now. I want to get into more of Lazarus, and he went to Lazarus' rescue and raised him from the dead. So let's go down to verse 15. Verse 14, then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sake that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. And so he went to him, and he's saying that I'm doing this on your behalf, because Jesus is the resurrection and he is the life. And so he goes over, let's go to verse 25. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Believe me when I say this. And he's talking to Martha. Martha says, she saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had said so, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. And so now he's calling for Mary to come out. There are people building around in order to see what's going to happen, because Lazarus is dead. Jesus came 4 days later, and now he is showing up. What is he going to do? Join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. We're going to continue in this story in John chapter 11. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.